I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. The best way to change a belief. Well, first of all, it's important to say that the best way to change a belief is obviously the way that actually works for you. So you might like to think about a belief that you used to hold. Perhaps it was a belief about yourself or a belief that you felt to be factual or true, and you no longer hold that belief. And how it was that you changed that belief. Today, we're going to look at a couple of different examples of how it is that you might change a belief. And I am going to share what I see to be a couple of holes in these ways, even though they are very valid and they may work for a lot of people and in a lot of situations. I'm going to share what I see to be a gap and how it is that we can fill that gap. So we can still use the principles of the belief change process, but we can add a few things that I believe make changing a belief far more impactful. So first of all, I do have a workshop around changing the belief that I'm not good enough or I'm not enough, which you might find is triggered when you are trying to grow or wanting to grow, or when you hit up against a challenge or a setback, a disappointment of some kind. So if you're interested in taking a look at that, that is at alignandattract.com/enough. And what initiated this conversation for me was a book that I have been listening to, which is The Diary of a CEO by Stephen Bartlett. And it's a really great read. Now, in one chapter, chapter 4, Stephen talks about how you can change a belief. And he was talking about this initially in the context of changing a political belief or what you might feel to be true around something like, just an example, vaccinations or your view on how you see yourself as a public speaker. So these were different examples that he gave. And he said that if you hold a belief, something that doesn't work is for someone else to attack your belief or to try and convince you otherwise. This really doesn't work. This is important to know as well if you're trying to help somebody else to see something differently, or you believe that they are wrong about something, and for whatever reason it really matters that you would like to bring them on board, such as when it's with a partner or something like that, where you're wanting to be on the same page. So confronting them doesn't work. One thing that can work is to ask that person to explain why they think the way they do, or to explain in more detail what it is that they know about that thing, what their evidence actually is. And the premise of this is that often when we go to explain something, we realize we do not know it as well as we think. And that can start to reveal that maybe there are some gaps in our thinking, or there is a possibility that we may not have the full picture. So that is something that can work. And another thing is presenting alternative viewpoints. So it's just in further information that differs from what it is that you currently believe. Then he uses, like, goes deeper into that example of the public speaking. And he says that the way to change a belief is to confront it head on. So not reading self-help books, not using affirmations, not listening to a podcast, actually going and doing the thing, right? So when it comes to public speaking, you might have this belief about yourself. And he said that he used to have this belief that he wasn't good at it. But then what he did is he started to get on stages and then he gathered this additional, like, conflicting belief that said he was actually quite good at it. Well, you know, he wasn't as bad as what he thought, right? So he gathered new evidence. Are you hearing the flaw in this process that I am hearing? Okay, let me be more clear about what I see the flaw to be, which is, like, when I think about this in the context of women online in business, like, just do the thing and gather this alternative evidence. Well, first of all, getting up on stages in that example is not something that comes along every single day. And it might be that you have a really wonderful experience and you totally feel differently about public speaking, but you might not. You might have a more challenging experience, and it may not be that you can straight away get up on another stage and keep on challenging this evidence, right? And then if we think about it more in an everyday context, just challenge your belief that you, like, let's use the example of I'm not good enough. Just challenge it by putting yourself out there, showing up more consistently on social media, for example, or being more visible, going live more frequently. Like, these are just examples. Of course, apply your own examples. Just create the course. Just launch the course. Challenge your belief that you're not good enough and show yourself that that's not true by gathering this new positive evidence. Now, once again, are you hearing the flaw in this that I am hearing? I'm sure that you are, because what can happen when we do these things is that we may not gather positive evidence. Like, we may equally not gather negative evidence, and we might challenge our belief that we're not good enough by actually doing it and feeling like, well, I am good enough to do it. I am good enough to follow through. I actually do feel good about what I've created. But the notion that we are going to gather positive evidence because we show up or because we challenge ourselves, well, first of all, that's just not necessarily the case, and we do not want to be reliant on that. And in fact, a degree of reliance on that, which is also somewhat necessary in business, of being able to perceive feedback and respond to that, like, this can actually sometimes further put us into a loop of not feeling good enough. So he does talk about this actually in the framing of there being three zones of comfort. So the first zone is your comfort zone. That's where your existing evidence is believed. So that's, for example, I'm not good enough, or I'm not a good public speaker. Then number two, there is the growth zone, which is really what he focused on. This is where you challenge that belief, confront it head on, and you create positive new evidence. So there you've challenged your belief, and now you can't perceive that you're not good enough because you've actually done it. So you now feel that you are good enough, right? Or that you've gotten certain feedback and now you perceive that you are good enough, or that you have done a great job. Then he does mention, very much in passing, the third zone, which is the panic zone, which is when additional negative evidence is created. And that he wraps up in a bow by saying, just try and avoid that. Sorry, I mean, I laugh, but this is why a lot of people will stay in their comfort zone, or will stay kind of circling through a belief like I'm not good enough, because they can't really control where the growth zone is and where the panic zone is, and they cannot reliably get positive feedback. And I believe this is even true, even when you are creating good work. And I think that is the change in the social media landscape that I have witnessed over the last how many years? I mean, I want to say 6 or 8 years, where it used to be if you put out great work and you were sharing authentically, people would see it, they would respond to it, you would get feedback, and people would book in and sign up to your courses or your offerings based on that, right? So that feedback loop was a little bit more reliable at one time. And I'm referencing, 6 to 8 years ago, but there are different reference points. There'll be people who say, I've experienced that in 2020. I'm not saying that it hasn't been experienced prior, in other timelines, but I'm just saying there is a change in that, which is ongoing and not in necessarily a positive direction. So that is just a context that we are operating in, and we don't want to be fighting that. It is just the way it is. And seeking to grow and gather this new positive evidence, like, it's tricky, right? So we can hear the limitations in that, even though I really like that concept and I think there's aspects of this we can use. What I believe is missing is the tackling of the belief that is causing me to not want to get up on stage, or the feelings that it is bringing up that are being triggered. And that can be that I'm not good enough. Like, that's what we might be fearing, that I'm going to get that negative feedback, or I'm not going to get enough positive feedback, or I'm not going to be happy enough with how it is that I go. And then I'm going to feel worse about myself. So let's dive into then what that can actually look like to challenge that belief and to deal with the emotion and the feeling that has been triggered, and to change this on the level not of belief but of identity. So let's look at how I might approach this with a client, and this is also how we'll approach it with you in the Good Enough workshop. So that's specifically around that belief, but we'll use the example of public speaking and the example of you feeling like I'm not good enough. So how would we approach this? Well, first of all, we'd really want to understand a bit more about what is being triggered for you about the idea of public speaking, what you are really worried about, and also what is contributing to this fear or this feeling that you have got. And so consciously, there might be some experiences that you have had, which might be in adulthood, they might be in childhood, and then what did you make those experiences mean? So it's not that we will go into all of the detail and all of the storying, but we will look to see, like, what is really present for you around this, and how is it actually holding you back? What is it stopping you from actually doing? So if it's example of public speaking, what public speaking do you actually want to be doing? What do you see the benefits to be? Like, if you were able to do that, if you were able to show up feeling more neutral, more objective, and indeed able just to continue to do it until you get better, where you can actually just really be in that growth zone. So we want to understand the context to start with. And where I would go next is into doing some muscle testing to gather more information around that for a start. So there might be additional emotions that I'm gathering, additional beliefs or just different things that are going to be coming up that are really relevant to this situation, which can give you more awareness. And then we go into the origin. So is there a really key moment or a key time in your life, or indeed sometimes it might be something ancestral or past life, but in this example, it does feel like it's more likely to be in this current lifetime. And even though you might have already said, oh, I had this bad experience once, or you know, something at work or something in the classroom happened, when I muscle test to find the origin, there might be additional times or actually an earlier time, which is really at the root of this, where you started to develop this kind of belief, this self-concept, and just this feeling that I can't do this and that I'm not good enough to be able to do this. So we want to find that origin, and then we want to be able to create a shift around that at the source. So actually looking at where it's come from, looking at what was really activated for you, and then using some kind of energetic tool, which might be acupressure, it might be looking at an oil or an essence, it might be using Reiki or some other tool. Kinesiologists have so many different tools that we work with to affect a change in how that feels for you at that time. And then that can impact, and you can see the impact in how that has you feeling about the thing you want to do. So we've used the example of public speaking in the present. So we've actually created healing within your body. So we're not just working at that level of thoughts and beliefs and just go and do it and go and try and overcome it. And by doing it, you'll get better, which maybe, but also might make it worse, you know. So we want to actually really create healing for you around that. So then you're able to access more of your power in the present moment and to know what really is true for you in the present moment, which might be things like, I really do know what I'm talking about. I do have the experience for this. And in fact, you know, since maybe I had that negative experience, I have had these other experiences. Or you could be more objective around the choices that you make that could make this easier for you. And that can even look like, oh, this is an area where I actually want to upskill, and just really neutrally deciding to do some additional training in this area, or deciding I'm going to do more lives or more workshops. This might be something in an online capacity with a view that this is supporting me to improve the way I speak, I show up, I speak to a group, and that can then translate into how it is that I feel about public speaking. And so what we're going through is we're looking at what's going on now, then finding the origin, then shifting that using an energetic tool, and then we're shifting that, like I said, at the level of identity. It's not just about what I think, it's really about how I see myself, how I feel. And when we go back and do that healing at the source, there is a name for that. It's memory reconsolidation. And this term comes from psychotherapy, and it's an actual known thing now, which is not something that I was taught when I was a kinesiologist, but it has just given me this additional awareness and understanding of what it is that we're doing when we do this healing at the source, is we're actually changing that memory, and we're changing your response to that memory, and it can change the way you feel and the way you show up in present time. It's like you have recategorized that memory, and you have assigned different meaning to it, different awareness, different understanding, and then back you come to the present feeling so much more neutral, with so much more compassion or awareness or just this objectivity around it. And then we are moving forwards and making choices and decisions from that more neutral state. And that is when we're actually more able to engage in that process that Stephen Bartlett was talking about. So it's not that I believe it's an incorrect process or that those zones are not relevant. They really are. It's just, like I said, I think that there is that risk, like, of saying, just attack the belief by just going and doing the thing, and that's going to land you in your growth zone where you create this new positive evidence, where, of course, it could be that you instead end up in your panic zone. But we can hear, if you bring in that step of doing some healing work around it and really shifting the way you are feeling around that, the way you're feeling around yourself as someone who can do public speaking, then you're not as likely to land in the panic zone, and you're going to have this more objective lens to see what you need to support yourself to be in your growth zone around this. So I hope that was helpful for you. I just love having these conversations. I am a deep thinker, as you may have observed, and I'm sure that you are as well. In fact, I'm almost certain that you are as well. And I love reading about theories and concepts and then running them through the lens of, how is it that I would apply this? What else would I bring to this so that it can work even more effectively, particularly when I'm engaging in positive psychology theories, which I have done a diploma in positive psychology, and I really have such a strong interest in that area. So if you would like to add in that element of healing, it's exactly what we're going to be doing in the Good Enough workshop. We're going to be using a really powerful NLP process where we'd create an emotion change, and it is through going back to an origin. And yeah, then we really bring that updated energy and the lessons, the learning, into present time, so that you are going to be able to feel differently. So when you come into the workshop, it's initially going to be that we're talking about, what things would you do if you felt good enough? And one of yours might be public speaking, or it might be something else, because that action part is important. We don't just want to create healing and have you feel better about something in this context, because if you're wanting to grow your business or you're wanting to take a new action, it's not that you just want to feel better about it. You want to go ahead and be able to support yourself to do that in ways that feel safe and effective for you. So that link for the workshop was alignandattract.com/enough. I would love to see you there, and to help you to really deeply come into that knowing, that understanding that, yes, I am good enough. And from that space, to take action on things that actually matter to you, being able to support yourself in a whole new way, and having this foundational belief of, I am enough, really supporting you to succeed. This was episode 119 of the podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/119. I would love to hear about a belief maybe that you have, how you've changed beliefs in the past, just anything that you have had an insight around as you've listened to this episode. You can always jump across and share with me on Instagram. I'm at Kerry Rowett over there. Lots of people do just send me little messages, which I so love, just letting me know they've listened and they really enjoyed it, or that they took this piece away, or they're now going to do this. And it just brings so much life and energy. And with a podcast, it's sort of so nice to have that two-way interaction. So feel that you can do that anytime. And I'll look forward to speaking with you next time.